Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 1st of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Zoom corrects an earlier claim that it has 300 million daily active users. The firm made the assertion in a blog post earlier this month, but has since adjusted it to clarify it has 300 million daily Zoom meeting participants. The Verge notes a single person might partake in multiple Zoom calls in a day, but the company had counted them as an individual user each time. Zoom has not provided a new DAU figure. Facebook's tool for transferring photos and video to Google Photos rolls out in the US and Canada. Initially launched in Ireland, the feature has since expanded to parts of Africa, Asia-Pacific, and Latin America. It's part of the Data Transfer Project, a data-sharing scheme between Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Twitter. LinkedIn says tech, finance, and consumer goods companies are on a hiring spree amid the coronavirus outbreak. LinkedIn says its platform data shows there have been tens of thousands of hires in the sectors since February. The Microsoft-owned firm is pulling data for 7 countries across North America, Europe, and Asia. LinkedIn notes the overall hiring rate significantly fell in Q1. Google's Project Zero security team shared their findings of a series of zero-click vulnerabilities that affected the iPhone and other Apple hardware. The vulnerabilities were disclosed on the dedicated Project Zero blog, with the team's findings going into detail on just what this means for iPhone owners. The team at Project Zero found an issue in the Multimedia Processing Image I/O framework, which is present on all Apple systems, including iOS, macOS, watchOS, and even tvOS. This is used to parse image files and image metadata. The UK needs AI to battle cyberattacks and boost its intelligence analysis, a new study commissioned by the UK government's Government Communications Headquarters reveals. The report by the think tank Royal United Services Institute says AI could also play a role in fighting deepfakes that try to sway public opinion, which is becoming an escalating threat. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.